Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop, brings you Wendy Warren and the news.
Hello, folks. This is Wendy Warren with news reports from the women's world. But first, here's Douglas Edwards with the latest headlines.
The Palestine story leads again today. The fight for the Arab city of Jaffa has begun again with the Irgun attacking against the advice of Haganah, the Jewish militia. There's no report on casualties, and other information is sketchy. British officials announced that all air services have been suspended at Lydda Airport in line with evacuation plans. And a report comes from London that Britain will not consider helping police Palestine until Jews and Arabs agree to stop fighting. But a dispatch from Cairo says King Abdullah of Transjordan is preparing to march into Palestine at the head of the Arab Legion. At Lake Success, the UN General Assembly is considering the French plan to safeguard Jerusalem by making it an open city. On the other side of the world, there was new rioting today in the Japanese port city of Kobe, and occupation officials blame it on the communists. Balloting for a vice president of China, stopped over the weekend because of a lack of candidates, is expected to be resumed tomorrow at the National Assembly in Nanking. A big political week is beginning in the USA today. Primary elections in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania tomorrow, and Republican conventions in eight other states in the next 6 days to choose 186 delegates to the GOP convention in Philadelphia. Harold Stassen visits Oregon today to strengthen his campaign for the May 21st primary there against Governor Dewey. In Washington, the House squares off for a tough fight over a proposal to repeal federal taxes on oleomargarine. Representative Rivers of South Carolina is leading the fight for the bill to repeal the 10 cents a pound tax on colored oleomargarine and the quarter cent tax on the white variety. Speaker Martin says there's not much doubt that the bill has sufficient backing to pass the House, but an uncertain future awaits it in the Senate. Dairy state congressmen make it very clear they'll battle repeal every inch of the way. The Senate is expected to confirm with little or no opposition the nomination of Averill Harriman to be the roving overseer of the European Recovery Program, and the Senate Appropriations Committee has begun hearings on House-approved legislation to provide the immediate expansion of the Air Force. Now here's Wendy with some pleasant news from London.
Yes, Doug, Queen Elizabeth of Britain was a picture of loveliness today as she accompanied King George through cheering throngs to St. Paul's Cathedral, where they offered thankful prayers for their 25 years of married happiness. She wore a soft blue dress and hat set off by the darker blue of the Order of the Garter, and she acknowledged the ovation with a white-gloved hand. Meanwhile, American women are observing the first national YWCA week under the direction of Miss Lillis Barnes, first American president of the World YWCA, and Mrs. Arthur Forrest Anderson, president of the national board. The walking baby of Lewiston, Maine, Robert Cartland Jr., who took his first stroll when only 5 days old, is now 5 weeks old. Examining doctors are amazed at the advanced coordination of the infant, who, they say, is otherwise normal in every respect. And now, here's Bill Flood with a word for you.
Good living is something we all aspire to, isn't it? That's why Maxwell House coffee is such a universal favorite. Yes, it's because that good-to-the-last-drop flavor adds so much real enjoyment to good living that Maxwell House is America's favorite of all brands of coffee at any price. Expert blending explains that good-to-the-last-drop flavor. You see, Maxwell House combines not one, but many premium Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to the peak of perfection. Yes, friends, when you buy Maxwell House, you get the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, and yet you pay but a fraction of a penny more per cup than for the lowest priced coffees sold. Maxwell House gives you so much more for so little more. Extra flavor, extra value. That's why we say, insist on Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Broadcast over. And I have a visitor, Bill, so see you tomorrow.
Bye, Wendy.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Wendy.
What brings you to town?
Oh, I came to see my publishers. They've been hounding me for a synopsis of the novel, so I brought it in.
And?
They seem to like it fine. If I can finish it by late July, it'll go on the fall list.
Wonderful. You'll be back in the swim again.
Mm-hmm. Say, I'm sorry about my behavior at your folks the other evening. Must have looked a little headstrong the way I ran out.
I was surprised that none of you had heard the news about Adele until I told you.
Well, Lang's kept it under the hat for obvious reasons.
Did you see him that evening?
No, there's no one at home. But I went back the next night. I saw him. He's really pulled a fast one this time. He's got Adele right where he wants her, and he thinks he's going to get away with it.
Mark, you don't mean... Oh, no, I can't believe anyone could be capable of railroading someone into an asylum.
Not even Charles Lang, after what you know about him?
But she's self-committed, Mark. He can't be lying about that. Not if she signed the commitment in front of witnesses.
How do we know what really happened?
What a ghastly idea. Mark, you could be wrong.
I don't think so. The last time I talked to Adele, she was as sane as you and I.
Well, I felt that, too. When she told me about taking a cruise and her plans for studying music again, it was such a shock when Gil told me where she really was.
Gil told you?
Oh, yes. Charles Lang had phoned him for business advice or something. Why?
Nothing. If I could only find out where Adele is.
I'd like to know, too. I asked Gil, but he hasn't any idea.
If I can get to Adele and talk to her, even for just 5 minutes, I'll find out the truth. If he's locked her up just to keep her from talking, I'll get her out if it's the last thing I ever do.
I'm so glad there's someone to help Adele. You're very fond of her.
At first, I was just sorry for her.
And now?
She's taken a kicking around. She's got spunk, but she's all mixed up. I'm not in love with her. I might have been, but I'm not. I guess you know why.
Do I?
If you don't know, you should. The Douglas heart won't take overcrowding. Only room for one. Well, I guess I've spread my quota of gloom for the day. Might as well tip my hat and beat it.
Mark, I might be able to help.
How do you mean?
About Adele, finding out where she is.
Well, if you could, Wendy.
Not the least bit sure, but I can try. I have an idea. There'd be no harm in trying, even if it shouldn't work. I'll see what I can do, Mark, and let you know.
At 5, Gil Kendall leaves his office and goes directly to Nona Marsh's apartment. Waiting for her in the living room, he paces restlessly. Then absently turns the radio on, lights a cigarette, and stubs it out a moment later. He's frowning, out of sorts.
Hello, Gil.
Hello, Nona. You weren't expecting me.
I was, and I wasn't. I hoped you wouldn't come.
You certainly make a fellow feel welcome. We made a definite date over the phone on Friday.
It was a moment of weakness, darling. We agreed that we wouldn't see each other alone anymore.
I didn't agree.
Would you like to fix a drink? You'll find everything on the tray.
All right. Have a good weekend?
Not particularly. What's the matter?
Oh, lots of things.
Such as?
Wendy's made a crazy proposal for the summer. She wants us to live in the Long Island house. Commute. Just the two of us. No servants.
Wendy's so impractical.
She doesn't think so. She keeps harking back to the 2 weeks we were there.
Wendy wants a perpetual honeymoon. What woman wouldn't?
It was fine. We enjoyed living there, playing house. But 2 weeks isn't a summer.
She wants you to be alone together. You mind if I turn off the radio?
Oh, not at all. I didn't even realize it was on. Here you are.
Thanks. Cheers. I guess you owe it to her, actually.
I don't see that.
She's done a bang-up job of being Mrs. Gilbert Kendall in the public eye.
Why not? Wendy's my wife.
Maybe you should have married me, Pet. We seem to like the same kind of life. Apparently, Wendy tires of it. Are you going to do what she wants?
No. There are too many things against it. How could we entertain out there? Charles Lang, for instance. It'd be unpleasant.
Wendy has a mind of her own, hasn't she? Not that that's anything against her.
I wouldn't be able to see you so often.
I thought we'd decided...
Forget that.
You're a pretty stubborn fellow, Mr. Kay.
I'm used to having my own way.
So am I, though. And it hurts not to have it. But sometimes it's wiser.
Why are you so worried about Wendy?
Aren't you?
Only about one thing. If she should find out about my deal with Charles, that definitely wouldn't be good.
I agree. But this wouldn't be good either, if she found out about us seeing each other this way. That's why I think it ought to stop, Gil. Not because I want to, but your own peace of mind.
I'll take a chance on that, Nona.
May I put my foot in it?
Why not?
Isn't marriage all it's cracked up to be? Are men sometimes a little disillusioned, too?
Don't be silly. I married Wendy because I'm in love with her. Does that answer your question?
I withdraw my extensively shod foot. Seriously, knowing Wendy as well as I do, I think you're going to have difficulties when you say thumbs down on her plans for the summer.
They'll be settled in good time.
But of course, you can always come and cry on Nona's fair white shoulder. That's what it's for, you know.
So you see things my way now.
Brilliant men are sometimes so stupid where women are concerned. I've always seen things your way, darling. I always will.
Remember this old-timer? Yes, it's Sweet Adeline, most famous of all the barbershop ballads. Recalling memories of red and white barber poles, cigar store Indians, and the gas-lit street lamps of the early American scene. The American scene of which Maxwell House Coffee has long been a part. For we Americans love coffee, and more of us buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. The reason for this tremendous preference is flavor. Famous Maxwell House flavor. And naturally, that good-to-the-last-drop flavor doesn't just happen. From the careful selection of choice Latin American coffees, through the skillful blending and uniform radiant roast process, everything possible is done to bring you coffee at its very peak of flavor perfection. And all that wonderful flavor comes to you roaster fresh. For Maxwell House is ultra-vacuum-packed. Yet with all these flavor dividends, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the lowest-priced coffee sold. Today, enjoy Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Mark has enlisted Wendy's assistance, and in so doing, has unwittingly drawn her into the drama surrounding Adele. Be sure to listen at this same time tomorrow for Wendy Warren and the News, brought to you by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Coconut, Baker's coconut, coconut for sale. Delicious Baker's coconut.
It's the Coconut Man bringing wonderful news. Now you'll find more Baker's coconut in the stores. So let's celebrate with a big fluffy coconut cake covered with a snowy white blanket of tender delicious Baker's coconut. Remember, it's better if it's made with coconut, and it's better coconut if it's Baker's. Get Baker's coconut.
Be sure to listen again tomorrow for Wendy Warren and the News. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.